welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how you doing tonight?
I am doing great. We are talking about one of my favorite things tonight. I've shared many times how much I love the arts, and we're going to talk about that a bit tonight.
Well, we had talked a couple of weeks ago at this point about how we were splitting this particular show into two. Tonight, we're going to talk in our second installment of the live entertainment in Walt Disney World. And our first show, we covered, you know, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Animal Kingdom, and then we got to Epcot, and you and I looked at each other and said, yeah, we're not squeezing this into this show. So we're going to take Epcot tonight, and then any additional experiences that we think we can talk about. And God willing, we'll squeeze it into that just about 20-minute mark that we try to hit every week. But it is such a dynamic set of experiences that we're going to talk about tonight. So we're going to lead off with Epcot, and I'll let you kind of just take the reins here as to which experience you want to talk about first.
I'm going to start with a seasonal one that's probably my favorite in Epcot, and that is the Candlelight Processional. And we have a whole episode dedicated to it. We have videos of it on YouTube. But if you're not familiar with it, it starts Thanksgiving weekend all the way up until New Year's. It is the storytelling of Christmas with a large choir that is comprised of both cast members and high school students, and a celebrity narrator reading. So three times a night for about 35 days, usually my absolute favorite of the year. But also seasonally is Epcot festivals all have concerts, whether it's Eat to the Beat or Flower Power. Our episode 2 weeks ago, when we took a break on entertainment, we covered Flower and Garden Festival. And again, three concerts every night for 100 and some odd days. Some of them are little cover bands, but I got to see Daughtry for free.
Yeah, some of them are...
Master.
Right, woo-hoo! Some of them are really fun. Some of them are great. Like that, you'll see acts that you're like, I can't believe that this is happening here. You hit Daughtry. That's definitely one of them. And what I've found, to be honest with you, is when you stop and you listen to some of these artists, they get up there and they're super excited to be there, right? So like, it's the type of thing where you're like, I can't believe this is free, but it's a bucket list item for some of these artists that you would never imagine it would be a bucket list item for. So they're thrilled to do it.
Listen, aren't we all Disney fans at heart?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently we are.
Same with the narrators for Candlelight Processional. They all get to give kind of a little spiel, and they talk about their memories of Disney as a child and what surreal feeling it is for them to be the celebrity on stage. So I love that bit of Disney magic that just touches everybody.
Well, and definitely talk to your travel specialist. Take a look at all the options you have online for when you're booking a particular trip and it falls during one of those festivals or it falls during the time of year where the Candlelight Processional is, because you'll get to understand ahead of time who's going to be performing in either of those experiences so you can plan your vacation accordingly.
Most definitely.
All right. There's a lot here, so I'm going
to
let you...
I was going to say, you're going to tell me I have to move on, so I'm going to do it real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Absolute favorite in Epcot year-round, Voices of Liberty, an a cappella group typically found in the rotunda in America. And when they are singing in that rotunda with the surround sound, absolutely amazing. Occasionally, you'll also find them outside on that main stage, but not to be missed.
And themed, dressed in, you know, old American clothing.
Yes.
Okay.
Geminators are one of my favorite. I actually just caught them again last week. And year-round, they are dressed as a janitorial crew. They come out with their garbage can, and all of a sudden, they're drumming away.
Yeah.
Very neat. When they finish their set this past weekend, I've never seen them do this before, they called all the kids up and gave them Junior Geminator stickers. So I thought that was extra fun. You will also see them doing food and wine instead of being on garbage cans. They're on pots and pans and a stove, so they really get thematic. Again, you're going to want to check your times guide in that My Disney Experience app to see most of these things are going to perform 4 to 8 times a day. Most of them are 7 days a week, but some of them get a day off now and then.
The next one you've got here in Germany, I've never seen. So I have to hear the breakdown of what it is.
So I'll be honest with you. I was working on my list and kind of doing what I had memory of, what I had photos and video of. And then I went to the My Disney Experience app. And it's Julie Schiesenband in Germany. And I thought the same thing to myself.
Okay, no good. Idea. I'm not crazy.
But when I walked by, I was like, oh, yeah, I've walked by this many times. It is, as I just said, in the Germany Pavilion. If you are coming from America, so Germany is on your right, just past the Germany Pavilion is normally where Snow White does meet and greets.
Right.
And then there's 3 booths typically for any of the festivals selling food. And just after that 3rd booth, there's kind of the same construction with outsides that makes a little stage, and that's where you'll find Julia.
Okay.
The Biergarten for lunch or dinner has a great Oompa band playing while you're eating, and they even keep a dance floor in the front of the room so you can get up and enjoy.
All right, let's keep walking around the World Showcase. We got a couple more.
Mariachi Cobra, they are typically found in Mexico. They do occasionally, for some of the festivals, perform in the American Gardens Theater as well. They've run some different, they have their typical music section, but if you keep an eye out, again, in the app, usually once a day, they do a special Coco performance.
And just, you know, as you're near that pavilion, just the sound of it, it just adds an authenticity to that part of the park that for some reason just strikes me in such a unique and fun way. It's a really fun experience.
And again, they are right outside. They're actually not in the pavilion. They're under kind of a cover, so they're not in the bright sun because their costumes are hot and heavy.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But there's, you can, as you said, you can hear them before you can see them.
Yep.
There's plenty of room to stand and watch them or to dance along. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of stand and watch, the next one is a stand and watch.
I love, and I can't pronounce it correctly normally, so I'm going to give it my best try. Matsurisa,
I think
the Japanese drummer.
I think you crushed it. Great job. Matsurisa, great. I love it.
There you go. I always say to my team, say it with confidence. Don't admit you don't know it.
That's right.
I'll be up front. That way we don't get that hate mail. Hey, just said it wrong.
Yeah.
Doing my best.
Yeah.
Those drums, I am just in awe when I watch them. It's another one that you can kind of hear their call to the beat as they're getting ready. And they are not just drumming. They are putting their whole body in and loving what they do. So it's a great one to watch.
Oh, and just, yes, visually, just aside from how it sounds, which is really awesome and you know, ethnically totally on point, but just really, really cool to watch.
And I will say they worked really hard on the Times Guide because, again, with the exception of Voices of Liberty, everything that we're talking about is outside. The sound obviously carries.
Yep.
And so they really stagger them so that they're not ever competing, but you're kind of drawn in as you're walking around the showcase.
This next one that you have, it hurts. It hurts because
I should say this is a tough one.
It is. It's a really tough one. So, you know, when you get to the Canadian Pavilion, there's a stage there where Off Kilter was the band that played for ever, right? I mean, 17 years is the notation that you have here on our show notes. But, you know, it was a band that my wife and I listened to multiple times a day when we were at Epcot. It's just something that I still yearn for, and it's just not what we have right now.
It's not. Alberta Bound is there now. They're excellent. But again, it's the problem with people like you and me and some of our listeners.
100%.
We don't do change, Disney. No. Don't take our stuff away from us.
I'm looking right now in the studio where I'm recording, where I have a picture of my wife and I as we ran the Wine and Dine half marathon the year that Off Kilter finished. And we are wearing kilts and shirts that say Off Kilter. So it'll give you a little bit of a view into the psychosis that is the Coviello
household. They were there for 17 years. So if you look on my shelf, you will find an Off Kilter CD.
Yeah, yeah.
They were phenomenal.
But let's give Alberta Bound their due. There is a live performance, a musical performance at the Canadian stage. It's just not, if you haven't been there in a number of years, it's not what you're familiar with.
It's not, but it is still definitely worth listening to. They do an awesome fiddle. And again, they all pick their musical selections so well. No surprise there.
Sure.
But you may not be getting up and dancing, but I guarantee you're dancing your seat with them.
All right. We have a couple more.
And the same goes for the very popular British Revolution over in the UK. And that one takes a little bit more looking for. If you're walking through the UK, you will totally miss them. You need to get kind of back into the side street behind the Twining's Tea Garden. And they have a great stage set up there. And probably one of the most popular. I was at the Not-So-Scary Halloween party this year. There was a group of friends dressed up as them.
That particular stage amazes me that the sound doesn't travel somewhere else. I don't understand how it's not possible once you get out of a little bit of walking distance of that stage that you don't hear it, because it's music that should travel. It's rock and roll music that you would think that you would hear, but you don't. So I think that's to your point. Like, it does, the way that it's set up is perfect.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's Disney magic.
Yeah. Well, of course. Should have known that. But you stay in the UK pavilion for one more.
The Rose and Crown, which has a pub to it, as well as reservation sit-down dining, has a phenomenal piano player that really, again, brings that British pub music and sing-along style to him. And super fan favorite in there as well.
And you just happen to get a wonderful shandy or a pint in there too, which doesn't hurt the musical experience as you're listening to the piano player. You have an honorable mention here, which is an interesting one that I don't think folks think of all that often when they think of Epcot. So I do want you to talk about it, because it's totally different than anything else that we spoke about.
So we talked in our last episode a little bit about this, and I know with Jeff and I being fans of the arts, we've talked about this before, but these are equity performers. So same union as the people that you will find on Broadway. And it's why my honorable mention goes out to Turtle Talk. He is an equity performer because of that quick wit and that level of interaction. That's not somebody on the college program. Again, no offense to them, but that Turtle Talk, to be able to interact with the audience on a non-scripted show and keep it Disney appropriate, really takes a true artist. So definitely check out Turtle Talk for some fun. And if you get lucky and he asks you, you know, if you've had anything good for lunch or dinner, I always like to tell them I've had turtle soup.
Well, and for those of you that are wondering where you're finding this, you know, take a ride through that Nemo attraction and go and see the aquarium where everything else is, and stop on by and see our boy over there. So even though this is not where we ended, because we could have ended by, you know, the World Showcase and the backside of the park over there, that's where we're going to leave. And so we're going to go to some additionals that may be over there. And the first one on our additional list, I know, is something that really is one of your favorites.
I was just going to say, I think I need to get a thesaurus, because if I say favorite one more time.
No, it is. It is. This one is. You talk about this on air, off air, to anybody that's within earshot. It's definitely something that you should get commissioned just talking about how wonderful it is.
If you haven't been to Jelly Rolls at the end of the boardwalk, a dueling piano bar, you are missing out. I can't say enough. All of the teams that duel are phenomenal. Obviously dueling, there are two piano players at all times, and they run in two sets. So two will go, then the other two come on, and there's actually four performing a song at once, and then they change over to that second set of two. And if you go near opening 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you're going to wonder why you're one of the only people in there. Show up at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. It is packed, and you will have a phenomenal time.
Just a quick word, though, because it might not be something. What kind of restrictions are on the audience for Jelly Rolls?
It is 21 and up. There is a cover charge, but then no minimum drink once you're inside. I will say, much to my daughter's chagrin, it is an awesome place to celebrate a 21st birthday. You might be called up on stage for your birthday and get to sing "I'm a Little Teapot" with the piano players, but just saying.
All right, so we're going to stay in a resort area here, but we're not going to be over at the boardwalk here. Hee Haw Bob.
Over at Port Orleans Riverside, a little bit of that kind of vaudeville act, but again, he brings the house down. It is literally standing room only. No charge. It's in the resort bar area. And get there early, grab a seat. They serve drinks and dessert, but I will go and grab some food from the food court, have my dinner while I'm watching. That is totally fine. And again, you don't need to be a resort guest to do that. Disney transportation from any theme park to the resort, or Uber or Lyft to head over there.
So let's take a break from the resort for just a second, because we're going to go back to them. But when we head over to Disney Springs, there are a number of places where there are live performances.
There are, and they start with the Edison. It is one of the newer things in Disney Springs and a favorite of mine. They will have two different acts every evening. They have a cover charge Friday and Saturday night, but not Sunday to Thursday night. Downstairs, everything from singers, dancers, gymnasts, all kinds of neat little acts. And just in case you're wondering, that is where you can have bacon on a clothesline while you are watching the entertainment.
I was wondering, so I'm so glad that you brought up bacon on a clothesline. How could we do a show without bacon on a clothesline?
You know, it's that or the place without entertainment, Temple of Bacon. I want to make sure you've all gotten your fill of bacon.
One of the other things, too, since we're talking about the Springs, that really always really just excites me, and we've had a couple of experiences there that are wonderful. There's some like stages kind of sporadically placed throughout the Springs, one of which right by Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar that I know that my family's seen a million times.
Yes.
Where else am I missing that those they're kind of
little
spread out all over, right?
They really, some of them aren't even stages. One of them is as you come to the bottom of the escalator of parking lot Orange, there's kind of a fountain there.
Yes.
And they put performers right there. They really spread them out. These are going to be 1, 2, 3 person acts, mostly musical. But again, sometimes there's magicians, there's jump ropers, all kinds of entertainment there. And then, of course, they've got their big stage right across from World of Disney.
Right.
You can often, in the later evening, find a DJ there doing a dance party. But some of my favorites, and what brings a lot of people there, is school choirs and bands perform on that stage. So not quite like the professionals at Candlelight Processional, but a chance for so many students to say, I was part of a Disney performance.
Well, and for everybody else to go get their Ghirardelli ice cream and just get spit on by Stitch while they listen to the music standing and looking at that stage as well. You can't discount that. A couple more over at the Springs, one of which we did a whole show on. Let's talk about it.
Drawn to Life by Cirque du Soleil. And that is relatively new. It replaced La Nuba that was there forever and ever. And Drawn to Life is the first actual collaboration that is part Cirque and part Disney animation. So unique show to see. As Jeff said, I'll drop a link in the show notes. We did an entire show on it. Definitely a fun evening.
And then this last one over at the Springs that we'll talk about specifically, I did recently with my family, and it's Raglan Road. And it is just one of the most fun experiences you can have while you're eating dinner.
And that's one of the great things that I love about many Disney restaurants. I will say to clients often, you know, do your kids need to be entertained during dinner? Because if you don't take your kids out often, sometimes it's hard. So it's great to have someplace like that. Irish dancing, obviously, we're coming up to their best time of year. It's almost St. Patty's Day, and they're all about it. All year long, they do have live performances that are free when you're dining there.
All right, let's segue back over to the resorts because there's some stuff here that we want to talk about before we say goodbye.
The Grand Floridian Lobby Piano Player is just amazing. I could literally sit there for the 4 hours that he's playing at night with a nice cup of hot chocolate if it's winter time and be very happy listening to him. And again, it's the Grand. So generally the piano player is out there in his tux and he's playing more background music, but piano versions, quieter piano versions of Disney favorites. It is going to be all Disney songs that he's going to play.
Well, and it's one of those things too that's just so well done that sometimes you don't even realize that it's a live performance.
Because if you're just passing through, heading for the elevator to grab the monorail, he really is in the middle of the lobby, which sounds like he should be easy to see because he's in the middle.
No.
But there's lots of people and couches and maybe a Christmas tree. So, you know, like you said, you definitely do go, is it live? Usually you know it's live when the song is over because people clap. That's your hint that it was live and now you start looking for him.
All right, we've got two more to talk about. And to be perfectly fair, you and I have placed these exactly where they are on this list to talk about because we have so much emotional attachment to these last two, you for one and me for the other.
I love the electric water pageant. I have to learn to say favorite in another language now. Maybe that'll do it.
There you go.
It is the longest running thing at Walt Disney World. It also, fun fact, needs the fewest number of casts to operate it. It is a series of boats that come out. You won't even know that they're at the lagoon. They're just kind of slinking by. And then all of a sudden their music goes off and they begin to light up in a series of designs that go with the music. And if you get a chance to see it, it will come by the beach at the Polynesian, the Contemporary, Grand Floridian, Wilderness Lodge, Fort Wilderness. And if it's a super late night at Magic Kingdom, it will do one right by the boat dock at Magic Kingdom. If you see it and you're in awe of it, or you think it's pretty simplistic technology for 2023, keep in mind it was designed back in 1969. When you are riding the monorail, if you ride the monorail from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom, if you are facing forward, so towards the Magic Kingdom, look out the left-hand window and you will see the canal that it is stored in during the day. And you'll wonder what these big silver pipes are. Remember, I told you to look there because it looks nothing like a parade.
No.
So it's one of my little hidden secrets that I love to peek at. And Jeff, I'm going to let you finish up tonight's show because I've talked about all of my favorites, but you, this is yours.
Well, for all of our listeners that are here from Massachusetts, you're here from good old Mass and you're sitting on your chair. We're going to talk about the Hoop-Dee-Doo review. And the Hoop-Dee-Doo review over at the campground over at Fort Wilderness, to me, just strictly off of the nostalgic feel for it, this is the show that I tried to do for many, many years on my first evening in Disney World because there's nothing more barrier breaking and relaxing and realizing that you're at Walt Disney World than attending the Hoop-Dee-Doo review, which is a song and dance show with fried chicken and beans and ribs and strawberry shortcake. And let's be honest, all the sangria you can drink. But it is just such a fun experience to go to with, as you said, the equity performers. They have multiple performances each night that they do perform. It is by far my favorite thing to do at Walt Disney World. And that is an insane statement. I understand it, but I'm promising you that it is one of those things that if you go with a group of people and they are fringe Disney people, and then they end up on stage wearing fairy wings at the end of the show, it'll be a story you can tell for the rest of your lives.
Little bit of vaudeville for you in Disney. And it, similar to the parade, the water pageant parade, is the longest running stage show at Walt Disney World.
Well, I think we've done it. He says with absolutely zero confidence that we've not missed anything because there are just so many opportunities. But I think basically what we've done for these two shows is break down a huge reason why you and I are as big of Disney fans as we are, and that's all of these live performances really go a long way to creating the identity of all of these parks and resorts and different areas that have the Disney, that wave the Disney flag. So I think without them, we don't feel the same way we do about the Disney experience.
And that is so true. But one of the other reasons that I love it, they are free, 99% of them. They don't have big lines. And I assure you, we have people all the time that say to me, you know, I'd love to take grandma along, but she doesn't do rides.
Sure.
You could probably take 4 days and do no rides and just do all the things that Jeff and I shared with you over these two episodes. There is just so much incredible entertainment, rides aside, that I encourage you, even if you just, a lot of them, because they're outside, you don't have to stay and watch the whole 25-minute set. Pop in for 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, but get a feel for some of that stuff that we've definitely shared our love for.
Sandy, thanks for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Have a great week.
That's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share on your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.